The beginning of this has turned into whatever we think is the most hilarious song of the week. And even though this was made 7 years ago, it popped into my mind because of the radio show when I went, holy crap, that guy's the original douchebag. You've got to give that guy some props, right? There would be no Kanye if it wasn't for John Mayer.
Yeah, and what a great song.
God, he really is like the 2 minute noodles of pop stars. A little, it's like
I don't understand why you always. Why does he equate to trailer trash food in your mind?
He's just that sort of. It's filling. It does the job. It's definitely nothing special. It fills you up, but
surely it's Kid Rock that's the 2 minute noodles. It's 2 minute noodles oriental flavor. The one.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I'm gonna go with chicken and corn again.
He's Megarang, you know. He's got a little kick, at least. That's something that's like.
He's from Flavor Country. Yeah, baby. He's spicy as fuck.
Yeah. The John Mayer.
Oh, come on. His name sounds like mayonnaise. He is that condiment.
Absolutely. He's just like. He's just the middle of the road. It's not offensive, but it's not too bland that, you know.
That's very true. He is Coldplay if Coldplay was a busker. And if he was by himself without being picked up by a major record label for at least 6 months more than when he was chosen, I'm sure he'd be one of those dudes walking around as a one-man band playing a harmonica with a huge drum on his back.
Yeah, if he wasn't picked
often
up by
a
label.
Man with a monkey messing with him, being like, you're in my territory.
If he wasn't in a... on a major label, he'd be busking for sure. Hey, just endlessly busking and probably doing pretty well.
Or one of the like the background musicians of the Conan O'Brien show, just like right at the fucking back.
That's so
Conan
true.
Doesn't know his name.
Yeah. Hey, man, thanks
great,
for coming. Thanks
great
for coming.
Musicians.
Hey, good kid. You're a good kid. Definitely. Yeah. God, he's annoying.
Yeah, but John Mayer really looks up to Conan O'Brien.
And yeah, yeah, yeah.
Singing that song in his head, going, nobody knows my genius.
Oh, it's just.
That's the song.
Oh, it's just, yeah. It's 2 minute noodles right there. Bland, bland.
Bath rock. Let's move on to the first segment because extremely eventful things happened to two members of the Friendly Geordies podcast. Nothing ever memorable really happens to Jordan. I went to my
He never goes outside.
That's so true. I'll tell you what happened this week. I walked to the library. It was a little too hot, so I took my jacket off. And then I was safely within the library. Put my jacket back on.
I love how,
but
like...
But, dude, like, you still going to the library is an eventful story. Dude, there's not many people that go to... Like, people just, like, Google shit now.
Yeah, I love how...
But you actually going to a library is quite eventful.
I prefer Britannia, baby.
I love how
the
Jordan...
The original Google.
Jordan legitimately lives in, like, 1991. Like, he's like, his life is so turn of the century New York. It's like, I'm going to go down to the corner store, get some pastrami. I'm going to hit the library. She hit the books, get some smarts in me. Like, that's I love it.
Knowledge gets you places in this city.
I love it. It's so good. It's so good. Jordan, wait.
Not from 1991 unless you have at least one singlet that has yellow stains, possibly from spaghetti, possibly from sweat. It's a very alarming color around your armpits.
Is it like after medically examining it, some of it was semen for some reason.
We know why.
Yeah, it's always
used never
crime
leaves.
Scenes, definitely. Yeah. A soiled singlet.
I
know the guy's guilty.
Do you feel weird? I feel weirdly like content and proud when I have like food stains on my shirt these days. It's so weird. Like
that is purely just you, Mr.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever been proud of foods. I've had them, but never been proud.
I don't know. I've always...
Please tell us more.
I don't know why. I think just recently I was eating like spaghetti and there was some like stainage going on. I was just like... And there's some weird sense of like, yeah.
Is that
whatever.
Like a caveman thing? Like having food stains on your shirt means you have food.
Probably. I think
I would not put it past Miss Love. Very primal mind.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a well-fed individual.
Food, good,
what else are you
food,
looking for?
Good, give in my. I need the thing that you use to dig food. The spoon.
Food, good.
Yeah. Give me.
Hungry bad. All right.
But sorry. We'll get back on track. So, this week, you're listening to three people who are legitimately Australians now. We could not say that about the Friendly Geordies podcast. I guess before when there was Tom and... No, we couldn't even say that. Robbie was a fucking New Zealander.
Get out.
He did not have Australian citizenship. This is the first time. That all three of us can howl at anyone who looks remotely foreign. Fuck off to back to where you came from. Ali has officially received that privilege as of this week. And I'm sure this song's playing this month.
Yes!
It annoys me even more.
Give us your best Australian impersonation. Say to us, oh, blimey, me kangaroo's been got a parking ticket in its pouch.
Ooh, blimey, me kangaroo's got a fucking parking ticket.
Slightly better.
Yes, I can't be... Yes, What I realized was that I can never be Aussie. I can be Australian to a certain extent, but never Aussie. I've been getting those messages, like text messages, go be an Aussie. I'm like, nah, can't do that. Just impossible.
Dude, so you think
this boat is way too fast to be an Aussie. I'm a proud Australian. Well, not yet, actually. Pending a police check, I am an Aussie.
Dude.
Yeah, let's not hope that they find out that you joined the Marxist Appreciation Society at university.
Which
that
you did.
That is true. Hey, man.
And he used to tell me every time he was on air, man, can you please not say that on air? But now it's too late for that. It's too late.
Oh,
you just
let
in a commie, you dumb fucks.
Hell, you had to add each side onto, you know, each side of the spectrum onto the podcast.
Yeah.
And that's true, actually. We do actually have a really traditional conservative versus a Marxist. And your classic radio host who's this faux liberal that sort of like agrees with the principles in theory is because it's convenient to do so.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Whatever's the most hilarious and most convenient. It's like, that's what I actually care about.
So yesterday I went to do my citizenship test, which is like pretty much the final hurdle to get to becoming an Australian citizen. So I went there. You know what reminds me, mentioning of pending security checks, the immigration lady, she looks at me and she says, have you ever been convicted or have appeared in court or have any, or like, have you ever committed any crime? The answer is straight up no. But when she was asking me, I was looking at myself, I was like, man, I must have done something. Like, I can't just be, like, can't be sit here with a straight face saying, no, I'm an angel. I have never done anything wrong.
Was there some...
Obviously, that's what I said, but...
Could there...
Surely the bureaucrat in that point was just going, just say yes.
Just say yes.
Could there be some really obscure, like, Pakistani crime that's really, like, context, like, complete context and wouldn't matter at all here? Like...
Yeah,
the third day I stole a goat.
Exactly. Yeah. And it is most illegal to put two ducks on it so it's flapping around because they really, in that part of the world, when pigs fly is when goats fly. And they find that so blasphemous to make a goat fly.
I'm not trying to be racist, but that'd be so funny. Eh? It's just like you stole your neighbor's olives. They're like, you're done.
I did do that, actually. Not olives, but guavas and shit. But fair enough, man. Guavas are sick.
I love that image of a young Ali just, you know, going in, jumping the fence of the dog. Going to the dog, stealing some guavas, and giving the dog one guava.
Yeah, to, like, yeah, yeah. Shut your mouth.
Yeah, to keep him quiet.
To keep him quiet.
Yes, dude. Facing the most liberal judge in Pakistan, but says, "What'd you do it, son?" He goes, "Cause guavas are sick." He's like, "Oh, only chop off one of his heads."
And as he's running away, that song just comes out out of nowhere. Goes, "Ding ding 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 ding." You know the famous one?
Yeah.
Ding 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 ding. Yeah.
That is. I was thinking of John Mayer song.
Sorry?
That is such a good chase scene song.
Yeah.
It is a... I can see him, like, jumping alleyways and stuff, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I want to... Let's go back.
All right, so this...
I know.
This segment wasn't about me. This segment was actually... I'm going to ask you some of the questions that I got asked. By the way, did you guys know that you're apparently supposed to do... You get 45 minutes to answer 20 questions... And I did it in like 2 minutes, like literally 2 minutes, because they were like that simple.
Dude, you were literally Apu in his citizenship test, where he's like, Ushtar of the American, like something, something. It's like, technically there were two regions. First of all, there was the South, which was perceived as
many
one
economic good factors.
Yeah, and I guess just say slavery. Slavery it is, sir.
Slavery it is. Shorter amount of time that anyone who doesn't have an IQ lower than 50 is able to complete the RSA license.
Dude, I've done both.
RSA is way more, like, it's not difficult. It's way more time consuming.
Dude, the RSA.
The citizenship is like, dude, and you know what they said? They said, if you fail this, then you'll get another go. And if you fail that, then you'll get another go. And if you fail that, then we'll think about it. We'll just give it to you, maybe.
Like the RSA, pretty much.
Dude, they're very relaxed about it. But I got it in first go, and proud to say, I got 100%.
Damn, fist bump that, man.
See, this is what I'm saying, is I reckon most Australians so would get a low, high distinction. I'm sure the majority of us would get 85%.
Yeah.
So, we will be playing Back in Black for every answer that we get correct. Purely because we're going to have to savour the moment, Miss Love. Especially, Jesus, listen to our names. Miss Love Belabergic, Jonathan Chinks. We should not be here.
Dude, we're
constantly walking around in fake moustaches, which make us more ethnic. But in our stupid Eastern European minds, we think that it makes us look Australian.
Because
the guy that owns a takeaway fish and chip shop has it, but he's Greek.
We are definitely where Australia's immigration policy got it wrong. We should be back in our shit kicker countries selling squid and being really, really upset that some local babushka lady is paying 94 cents instead of 96. That's where our hearts are.
Yes. We should be kicking over clay vases and chickens going every time we do it in anger. Every time you're angry, some chicken freaks out, but nobody else in the village is mad.
We should have a late night men's club where we drink really strong homemade spirits and smoke cigars, and our wives come in and ask if we want rissoles, and we just go and yell at them, and then they leave. That should be us now.
All four wives can show up together? Because I'm going to have four.
Wait, what?
Okay. Now, how much better is your old country? Our old country is having a babushka as a wife. You are in your country assaulted.
Yeah.
We could only
four down here, peasants. 70 up there.
God.
Yeah.
Mm. We're just always with the wife.
No, really. I want to be home with the
number two again. Hate this day. All right. Okay. So I'm gonna start off with a couple of questions. So
do we both answer or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I reckon. Okay. All right.
And everybody at home, whatever. Play along with yourselves.
Bloody oath. So,
be honest with your own marking as well. Yeah. We're not there to check, but we trust you.
Which of these is the responsibility of Australian citizen age 18 years of over? To do local community service, to carry a passport at all times, to serve on a jury if called to do so.
Yeah, this is not Korea. What the hell? Just ask me about Mrs. MacPies.
Citizen.
These are the sort of questions.
That's what you're saying. This question is too hard for you.
What, really? Yes. Okay, I'm going to read out. I'm going to read out the options again. I'm going to read the whole thing again. Which of these?
This is a terrible
story. Is a responsibility of Australian citizens aged 18 years of over? A, to do local community service. B, to carry a passport at all times. Or C, to serve on a jury if called to do so.
Can I answer?
Yeah.
It's definitely C. That's some law and order shit right there. Same as America. What do you reckon?
That's what I reckon.
All right.
Good on you, Miss Love Bob.
One out of one.
You're one question closer to calling yourself Miss Love Bob.
God, I love Akadak. Shout out Jesse Searles. Definitely not listening, but.
All right, okay. So let's step it up a notch.
No one knows who Jesse Searles is. He's a guy that went to our high school that, in high school, was extremely self-conscious. And you go like, hey, Jesse curls. You go, what's that mean? Oh, I get it. It's because of my curly hair, isn't it?
Well, stop it.
Okay, question number two. Which of these is a role of the Governor General? The appointment of state premiers? The signing of bills passed by the Australian Parliament? The appointment of the head of state.
I'll read it again. Yeah, read them again.
Which of these is a role of the Governor General?
Yeah.
The appointment of state premiers.
Mm-hmm.
The signing of bills passed by the Australian Parliament. Mm-hmm. The appointment of the head of state.
See.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, dude.
Oh my god, this is incredible. A guy that has been here for a handful of years, he can't count them on a single fist. You're worse than that.
Okay,
you've lived here your whole life.
Is it A?
To be
Oh, for God's sakes!
All right, okay.
He does not pass laws.
No, no, no. He signs bills.
No, he signs them. He just gives them the old John Hancock and goes, yep, this is legal according to the Queen.
I thought it was so ridiculous.
I thought he was appointed by the Queen.
That's right. So the Governor General is a representative of the Queen in Australia.
What did I say? Read C.
You are getting schooled by a guy who doesn't even have citizenship yet.
I'm telling you, it's Apu in the
C was the appointment of Simpsons the head of state. So, like, we don't appoint, we elect the head of state.
Yeah?
Miss Love, do you remember anything from school at all? Do you remember the alphabet?
Circumference equals 2 pi r, area equals pi r squared. So,
okay, all right. There's no bad questions on this. And thank God there isn't, because I'm sure that that's all you could go for, isn't it, Miss Love? Oh, you're double checking. Look
where
at
is it. Where is it?
Everybody who's listening at home, he is double checking the answers to see if. Yeah, well, Arlie the answers aren't there. The answers aren't there.
The questions are there, but. Wait a sec.
The appointment of the head of state. Who's that then? What is that? The appointment of the head of state.
There is no appointment of the head of state. We elect. So what happens is that we elect our local MPs.
And that's what they mean. Right.
Yeah, so, and they form like a government.
Well, but fuck that one.
All right, okay. One last one, because I think this one was. All right, whatever.
Is that it?
Okay, Miss Love.
The best that you could get at this strike rate
was 50%.
Is 66%.
Okay, there what?
Again, thank God this is not a math.
I got one right out of two.
Okay. So what is a referendum?
That's 50%.
Come on. What is a referendum? I'll give you options, okay, before you... vote to change the government.
A vote to change the
Australian Constitution. A vote to change the Prime Minister. What is a referendum? A vote to change the government. A vote to change the Australian Constitution. Shit. A vote to change the Prime Minister.
It's definitely not B. It's definitely not B. it's not B. Is it B?
It is B. It is like
to change the constitution.
Yeah, that's what a referendum is for. No other reason.
Oh,
Miss.
Oh, I'm learning
Let's look at. Okay, you may not have known that, but let's look at the options again. A vote to change the government in referendums.
I thought it was the Prime Minister.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Can we all just agree, Miss Love, take the day off when voting comes right.
Okay, please. I need to top this.
$20 fine for the team.
Mate, I vote for the marijuana party anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Okay,
one last question. I promise this one will work out well.
Okay.
Who maintains peace and order in Australia?
Trump.
Public servants, police, lawyers.
Police?
Yes!
That hardly counts.
You've earned it, Miss Love.
That hardly counts.
He finally got one. He is currently sitting on a strike rate of 50% wrong.
Yeah, that's fail.
Does that matter? That is a fail. You are not an Australian.
Like I said, they made a mistake letting me in.
That went so much better than what I was expecting.
Yeah, I really hoped
there was going to be one wrong answer, but two? My God.
Actually failing the test.
Yeah, you didn't answer any. You didn't know any either.
No, Miss Love, I didn't answer because I was waiting. My answer was every time you go, B, and me go, that is an answer.
All right.
Now, what's the next one? We've got Gangs of New York here. What are we talking about? That's right.
That's Miss Love.
You went into a bit of a... This is great. While Ali was studiously paying attention to the Australian Constitution, just in case they throw the oddball, what does Section 13C relate to?
Just a little shout-out to everyone listening. Give me a little thumbs up if you agree that being Australian means you're allowed to be an ignorant fuck. I'm Australian, so I don't have to fucking care or know, motherfucker.
You've been on a absolute winning streak. Of one episode, I think, in that most people voted for your accent being the most dodgy. The Croatian language easily being the most sketch.
That's something to say about Pakistanis. How can a Pakistani not be a dodgy character? I think it's their voices. I think it was... Because there was a general consensus that the Croatian accent was way more dodgy.
Oh, really? Jesus.
It definitely is.
Nobody, because not a single person said that the Pakistani language was dodgier than the Croatian one.
Really?
When you are in dire straits, you definitely want an educated Desi accent telling them, terribly sorry, sir, but you have cancer. It's so much better than hearing you go, oh, where'd I put my clipper?
That's true. That's
yes, there's cancer.
You're pickle. You're dead. You want pickle? You want pickle? Shoving a pickle into a dead man's
head. I hope my Croatian comrades don't listen to this podcast, because as soon as I go back there for a nice holiday, there's just going to be a sea of like...
So you think I'm dodgy?
Yeah, huh? A sea of guys in tracksuit pants and baseball bats being like, well, 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 look who's back.
Yeah. But it's supposed to be a compliment, though. Like, they liked your they liked your language more, hence they chose
Thanks,
it.
Guys. Thanks,
and
guys.
And what I've got to say as well, very impressed to hear how many Croatians listen to the podcast.
How many?
Like attracts like, huh? I think there was three.
Shout out, you guys.
All three of you.
Gangs of New York with Mishlav Balabradji. This has nothing to do with New York. And it's
Boston.
No, this has nothing to do with Boston. It's about the Straits of Sydney. The Boston of Australia.
The main...
Which it definitely isn't. Surely Newcastle is the Boston of Australia.
I'd say that's more accurate, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So what the fuck happened?
Man, I don't know if it's going to be... completely fulfilling this story or anything really worth a segment. Let's have a gander anyway, though, governor. Basically,
setting the scene, are we, this one? Because there was British people involved in this.
It was a rowdy.
Correct for once.
It was a rowdy night, a rowdy Sunday night. We'd just finished some drinks after work
with the lads,
with the boys, and a couple of girls. We were walking around. I had two rosés with the girls because the girls had been drinking rosés previous, and then it sort of got me in the mood for rosés, so then I got a rosé.
Wait, sorry, just to interject here. Did you know rosé is like the new thing? I've heard so many people mention rosé. It's the new drink for the hipsters. Anyway, sorry.
And gin and espresso martinis are big too.
Yeah, they're big too.
So basically I'm just going to continue in that accent.
I
so
like
basically,
it. It's really
so
boring.
Basically we had a few drinks.
It's the opposite of Croatian.
Yeah, it's really noble and it's really noble and kind of beautiful, yeah.
You're fine with being ripped off by that guy, aren't you?
Yeah, oh,
but
absolutely.
But anybody that's always like, hey, my friend, come over here. You're just like, no, dude. For some reason, your accent pisses me off. No offense.
Yeah.
I'm not buying thongs off you for $10.
I'm fine by being punched in the head by that guy.
That's the sort of guy that would come up to you. He would never mention anything about like a sales pitch, but you know it's going to a sales pitch.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll say, hey, how are you? I don't want those thongs. He's like, how the fuck did he know?
Yeah.
Well, here's the tip. Every Croatian immigrant, do not start a sales pitch with "Hello, my friend."
God, that is so accurate. That's so accurate, man. So we finished up our round, and the girls had enough, and the boys, being young scallywags about 20 years old, asked for me to come out to school bar on a Monday night, which is where all the young lads kick on. And who am I to say no? I never go out anymore. Who am I to say no? Jumped in the Uber, free Uber there and back, can't complain. Jumped in the Uber, went there, partook in the Australian drinking ritual, which is down a vodka lemonade, then straight after down a vodka Red Bull, then have a beer, which you have about 2 minutes to drink, and then the next round's on. So I got fucking pissed, fucking quick, lad.
This is incredible. How do you do this accent so well?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's
you
pretty
are
good.
The legitimate... God, you're just Robbie 2.0, aren't you?
I never met the lad. Oh, wait, I did meet him, didn't I? That's the Kiwi.
Briefly.
Yeah, yeah.
He hated you.
That's the Kiwi.
Did he?
Did he really hate me?
I don't know if he hated you, but you could tell that he was very worn off. It was like when a small teacup dog of Malteser breed usually gets a new puppy in the house and they're just growling in the corner.
Yeah.
He understood that you were usurping his position.
Yeah.
As soon as you left, he goes, did you ask him to be here?
Oh, really?
Oh, did he say that?
Well, I'm going to let him have it, because they were pre-planning their radio show here in the studio and I just walked in and was like, sup, boys? Yeah. Sup, boys. Hey, mate, how's it going? Sup, boys? And then sat in the corner and watched them like a fucking psychopath.
Dude,
planning.
That's fine. Fuck that.
Nah, it was a little bit weird. And then I was just like, if you need someone, I think I said, if you need someone on the show to sit there and be an idiot and like just be an all around idiot.
was that your sales piece?
I said I can do that. Why did you have to ask him that?
You could have just asked Jordan.
I asked the boys. I asked both of them. But anyway, I kind of understand the sketchy, overly confident, like sort of like sketchy skater dude being like, "Yeah, man, what's up?" So I understand. but I don't know why I can do it. I can't act for shit. It's just I watch a lot of stupid crap on, I don't know, on the internet, and I just think accents are fucking funny, lad. Up the boys.
So what happened? So you're
let's go back to the story.
Yeah.
All right. So
so you're drinking. You've just gotten pissed, and then yes. The boys ask you to come outside or something.
That's it. So the lads and there's a few of them. There's a couple of lads have downed the drinks. We've downed them, and one of the boys. Or him giving advice to one of the boys to I'm having given him some voice about girls. He's you know, we got to that point where he's on the waters, and he's drinking the water down, and I'm having a laugh, having a bit of a dance. It was a right good time. We're pissing about. Then we proceed to leave. One of the boys recognizes he's hungry. He says, "Let's go get somebody." I actually couldn't be fucked. I wasn't even hungry. I couldn't be bothered. But the lads were hungry. They wanted to have a meal. So we stumble into Macca's. I order. So I'm off my head at this point. We start.
I'd like to interject. I think a more accurate phrase for your accent would be "off me chops."
Sorry, laddie. You've obviously done your rounds in Worcester Town too, and you're a good lad. I was off me chops. I was off me.
You're not from there at all, are you?
I hail from West Beefington Town.
Much worse accent of that.
Oh, you're a fake Worcester lad, ain't ya? Are you putting me on, Gav? You fucking right cunt.
Anyways. So the boys are having fun. I'm there downing my double... I'm downing my double quarter pounder. All's merry. I'm having a right laugh. I'm in Sydney, Australia. I'm loving it. It's nice out. It's not too cold. It's not snowing. You know, whatever the boys are eating. Next thing I know, I walk outside. Two of the lads are cowered over. And there's about ten pommy fucking cunts. Pommy boys. Screaming and yelling. What did you say to me? You come over here. What did you say? Swearing and all the like. Going nuts. Just going crazy. Going absolutely bonkers.
Is that what got you in the mood for a biff? You're really adverse to swear words.
I saw one of them was already down, and this big... There was one short lad and with brown hair. There was one short little lad with brown hair yelling up, just yelling, just being like, "You fucking what? You fucking what?"
They've always got the biggest mouth.
That's it. It's always the fucking... It's always the small laddies. He's yelling, he's going crazy, he's smashing... This bloke's play kicking on. And then there's a big guy, bald guy with a beard, that is just doing one of these ones, just basically all brawn, no technique. Just swinging. Just swinging. I'm very upset. I hit the gym quite consistently. And if I don't rage at least once a month, then I fucking kick off. So this lad is fucking raging. I'm going to change the slide accent to more English now. But so this lad is fucking kicking off. This lad is fucking raging. This cunt. So I don't know what to do. I'm half through my burger. I don't particularly want to get punched. I see one of my mates getting kicked in the head. He's getting fucking smacked.
You were still having your double quarter pounder.
I was still processing what was going on. This other lad's just swinging. My other mate walks in and goes, "Stop, stop, stop." I've just seen the guy from behind go, boom, and hit him. He falls down to the ground. At that point, I go behind him, grab the big fella. And I'm obviously scared shitless. I'm scared shitless because he's a massive tanked up bloke, tats and everything, English... Just if you saw him on the streets of Brighton, you'd walk the other way. He's swinging, and I grab him. And at this point, everyone...
Just for detail, did he have one of those tiny sailor's hats on?
He fucking might as well have, lad.
The most menacing hat in all of human history.
He might as well have.
Napoleon's hat, Fez, tiny sailor's hat.
he fucking might as well. All the while...
And where were the birds at?
The birds, whose birds?
Your birds, mate.
Where fucking the birds are at home? They're on bloody They're on bloody...
They're not there.
They're on, okay. They're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire night. We don't need no birds. It's for the boys. Okay. Boys night.
Eddie Maguire does play well with the 20-year-old woman, Mark.
Yeah, bloody oaf. Long story short, I managed to hold him back to the a little bit. I'm just going to go back to Aussie now. It's fucking hard to continue that.
Aw.
All right, lads. All right, one more. I'll finish it off. I'll fucking... One more fucking time. So basically, old mate's fucking swinging around. I'm holding him back. My mate comes from the back. He's okay now. He's getting to his feet. My other mate's on the ground. A couple of other strangers come in. The boys, the other English boys that are all talking, they're just sitting at the back. It's mainly this one fucking bloke. I'm there, man. Who are these Pommy pricks? This Pommy versus Aussie fight. Seki comes in. Coppers come. Somebody gets my mate's phone, yeah? And it is... This is actually quite funny. This happened. Somebody got this bloke's phone who's on the ground somehow. It got... thrown. So I can't. It got fucking thrown on the road. Yeah, it got thrown on the road. This is. I'm pretty out of it anyway. I look up. This fucking the bearded bloke, the big guy swinging, is his shirt's been ripped off. He's running. The phone is going on the fucking road right near. This is near, right near Broadway. And then I just at the corner of my eye, I see this big fucking bloke running. These ones just. And then like as if and then as if nothing has happened. Running after it. Running. Boom! Picks it up. Keeps fucking running. Out of sight.
That's
out of sight.
Out of sight. I love out of that. Sight. Out that of is sight. Such a good ending.
This bloke runs out of sight.
Yeah.
And that's the end to it.
It's almost like a Looney Tunes ending as well. It just narrows in.
Boys, it was a wild night.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you didn't think that story had legs.
Yeah, it had the best punchline ever.
Wait, leave it. The ending's really good.
Good night, lads.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. That was my night two nights ago. Literally, that was my night.
Truly amazing. Love the fact that also there's so much practice and finesse in picking up a phone that skidded on the road.
Yeah. Man,
he's done it before.
Yeah, he's done it before. And he clearly showed that he wasn't angry. He was just fighting because he wanted to fight.
Absolutely. Dude, absolutely.
There's so many guys out there that just want to fight.
And English guys?
Version of a conversation.
Yeah. But the thing that got me, like, English guys, is this like... 1918s, like English gangs rivaling with the Aussie guys. Like, you want my fish and chip shop's fucking serves hotter gravy than yours? Like, fucking, fuck it, does. Come over this side of the road and say it. Fucking mushy, fucking, have it on. That happens still.
You should have,
that happens still.
Dude, Miss Love, you should have just stopped right there and said, what is going on here? We Pommies and Australians cannot fight. Look, there's a fucking moosey right there. Oh.
Boys, we have a common bond. A brown person. No, honestly, these guys
the things
were...
that you think of in retrospect, huh?
Yeah. Mm.
And so instead you had brothers in arms fighting it out for who's more of a right lad. I don't
know. Mate, it was...
What was the fight about? Do you know
I've...
now?
Literally no idea. You know what happened? I had my food. I was like, you know, I had like a billion vodka cranberries, whatever the hell they were feeding me. But the poor guys, like my mates, was absolutely. It was crazy. Like the poor guys. Like, I mean, they were fine, and they were like, you know, I wish I'd come a bit earlier. I didn't even know what happened. But yeah, like I walked outside. It was just literally a scene from the Gangs of New York. It was crazy. God, and that's my story.
Sick story.
You liked it? You liked it?
Yeah, I didn't think the ending was just amazing. This just random big tattooed man decides to run after
towards
his phone.
Broadway. Towards Broadway with his shirt off.
Continues to run.
Yeah, that was it. Crazy night.
It's so good thinking about him going back to his little nook of an apartment.
Can you imagine?
With his mum sitting there boiling potatoes. For what is quote unquote potato soup?
Yes, and ask,
it's just boiled potatoes with water.
Have you been? Fucking questions, mum. I was out making a penny for you.
Yeah, that's it, mum. Mum. Always these. I was like, mum. Enough, mum.
Yeah,
mum.
How was you?
I've had it up to here with you.
He's just walked through the door.
I've had it up to here.
Yeah, mum. Mum. That's it.
Mum.
One more singlet left. How are we gonna do for you? We're gonna have to use potato skin singlets again. Mum. Just give me the money. I know time's been tough with dad and all.
in the coal mines, not doing any work. He's on strike.
He's on strike,
but
mate.
But surely you can afford a singlet for your son, mate.
going down to Waitrose. I got a fucking Wetherspoons for a fucking burger and a pint.
Yes. He's definitely had an extremely tragic life where the only place he's been ever accepted is the gym and the boxing ring.
That's it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think this is a perfect time to give everybody here an exciting offer, which is that we have started a brand new YouTube channel.
The boys!
Yeah, lads. The boys! Speaking of the boys.
Speaking of the boys.
Plug time. P-L-U-G.
Spills plug.
Hell yeah.
All right. That's really good that we have an almost spiritual preach to the fact that we're giving you an advertisement.
Lord have mercy. Lord.
This ad is giving me the heebie-jeebie. Oh, Lord.
So what's
my excitement. This ad for a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We've started a new
one.
It's called... You need to play the music to announce this.
Ali, I think you should do it. Ali, lay it on the line.
It's called Holesworthy Live.
Live from Holesworthy,
this is
baby.
The music. We haven't recorded it into the first one. We didn't even know what the name was. And we were discussing it actively in the first episode that goes for 23 glorious minutes.
Heyo.
Where Ali is trying desperately to say something of any remote substance about Australia's foreign policy while Miss Love continually complains about how sore his stomach is after eating two dinners.
That was his own fault.
The struggle's real, people.
Because that started off with Miss Love saying, like, man, I love this Vietnamese broth that I had the other day. And I was telling him, like, how the Pakistanis have, like, a sick broth. And he was like, let me try it. Mm-hmm. So I had some in my freezer. I got it out for Miss Love. And he essentially ate all of it.
It was so
and
good.
On top of that, he bought himself some Uber Eats. Kept talking about how great of a service it is. Recommended enough.
I mean, it came from Newtown to Roselle. Who else goes that extra mile?
So he was sitting there and he knew that this was getting heated up. He could have just waited 10 minutes, but instead he decided to finish all of his pastrami noodles. Or
hey, I'm eating here. It literally was like The Sopranos.
Literally ate everything.
It was quite
and it was quite a bit. It was like for 6-7 people at least.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you say so? Like, it was a big fucking pot. It was like a family-sized pot.
Boys, food wasn't easy to come to in the old country. You gotta eat what you can get.
All right, anyway.
Not only that, yeah. I penned a name for your delicious ethnic fare.
What was it?
Pakistani gumbo, baby.
Oh, that's yeah, right. That's right.
And we're coining that from now on.
Yep.
I think this deserves a second round of Pakistani gumbo. The worst music to play to that announcement. But what's not the worst music to play to that is the fact that Holesworthy Live is now live on air
live,
with its first
live,
episode,
live,
which
live,
is live. Us doing this, except for you can see us now.
Yeah, so
baby.
If you want to see us doing exactly this, then YouTube Holesworthy Live.
Because Holesworthy. So many people have been asking me, what does Miss Love and Ali look like? And everybody who has met Miss Love and Ali says,
"You guys,
oh, they actually look exactly like how I imagined them." So if you want that and more underwear wig moments, there's only one place to go on the internet. Holesworthy Live. We'll be making episodes each week that we'll be updating. I'm pretty sure that Miss Love won't be in the next one because he's having mushrooms.
Didn't we just talk about that eventually my dreams will die and I will need a mainstream job and I will not be able to be hired, so let's stop talking about my excessive drug use.
That's a good point, but also, you live in the high life, baby. Don't worry about that. That's for losers. It's only one way from here, baby.
Down.
Man, as John Mayer once said, someday I'll fly. That day is now. It's like, you're flying, baby. You're flying.
The day I take advice from John Mayer, my girlfriend's crush, is the day I'm cold 6 feet under in the ground.
Very good. Well, that's, I think, a lesson for everybody here. Don't listen to John Mayer's advice on life, because where is he now? He's playing all those hippie festivals where everyone, no matter
he's
who
a millionaire.
Is on stage, goes, oh, I like your sound, man.
That's so true. Yeah, that's so true. Just like a chainsaw being projected through a thong. Just like, and someone's like, it's like chic. It's pretty sick. No, I think the word you're looking for is shit.
Ba-bam, boom.
God. Yeah. You haven't lived unless you've been to one of those hippie festivals, I reckon. It's something that you need to cross off on your life to go, yeah. All right, you know, there is... I'm not at the bottom here. I found the bottom, I'm not scraping that.
Yeah, for those playing at home, it's Subsonic Festival, which is, like, I'm pretty sure a four-day bush doof with, like, people that are painted green, like, violently walk up to you and grab your face and be like... Just vibe out, man. So I'm isn't very that, like, frightened.
That's a good description.
Gouging my eyes.
Yeah.
Feel the vibe.
It's basically going to be that guy.
Just a bunch of Hulks coming to you.
I'm basically going to be
painted green and
that don't think they're in a fit of rage. Think that they're running through a vibe of love. But they are a lot of boys that used to play a lot of football when they were in private school, but they realize that dreads gets them more pussy.
Yeah. I'm basically going to be that guy in Blade Runner. It's like, how brightly you have shined. Getting my eyes gouged out. It's going to be brutal.
Is that what you're going to? Subsonic.
Yeah.
This is the one that you're talking.
Why do you look disgusted by it?
Oh, I mean, not at all. It's just, I don't know anything about it, to be honest. It'll probably be amazing.
Man, live the hippie life, free love.
No, it's just that I've been to a bush doof when I was in Portugal, and like, it's just like, it's cool, but it's also just the sketchy. How can you make gum trees and bush look sketchy? It's like, congratulations, you've made Mother Nature look gross. But I'm sure I'll have fun. I'm sure it'll be amazing.
It'll be fucking good. And plus, it's the moment when you see really old, worn-out tennis shoes chucked into the tree. That's the moment when you realise, the bush dwarf has done what it's been here to do. The life purpose is,
Yeah, it's a metaphor for, like, the West's failing in terms of, like, you know, deforestation and environmental destruction, except the soundtrack is... which is very dystopic.
Soundtrack to Man. Yeah. The soundtrack to Man is techno.
Very dystopic, dystopia sort of vibes.
It just reminds you of destruction everywhere and prostitutes on tap.
Yeah, man, that's it.
So I guess we're moving on to the next segment. But before we do, sorry, just as a quick, that was actually quite a depressing side note about Mislav's life and where he's at the moment, but... Holesworthy Live, available now on YouTube and maybe on Facebook if I can remember to promote it there.
I love this guy. This guy's he's a funny guy.
Oh, thanks, man.
Actually, all rhetoric aside, is it... Oh, and on that note...
Yeah, this song actually does really... shares all of Mislav's sentiments about me anyway. There's something about being European. Ali, do you have this? Seeing as you're more of an Oriental gentleman as opposed to a Western Oriental gentleman. Mislav was explaining this to me the other day, and everybody that come to me and say, you're from your country too, huh? On Facebook saying it to me, we've all got very squinty eyes.
Yeah.
We're all extremely Asian white people.
And I had a theory too, do you remember?
Yep. But I can't remember anything past the point that you had a theory. So
yeah, so... it was just that I think Mongolians made their way west thousands of years ago and just did a bit of raping.
But they actually did do that.
To Croatia?
Not necessarily to Croatia, but there's definitely no some Mongol blood needed there, man. Like, they fucked everyone.
It's these ones, that's why we have... Me and Jordan look a little bit Asian-y.
It's why we both failed our driver's license numerous times.
Whoa.
I mean, we've got to... That says it all. Okay, all right, let's just call this out.
Three or four
stop
times.
Stop making Asia drivers shit at driving jokes.
Croatians.
It's only good if it's an old Asian guy at this point. you have to be over 60, grey hair. That's when you can say you're shit at driving.
Yeah.
Anyone else is kind of...
And haven't you seen Tokyo Drift? Those guys can drift.
But when you hear this music, Ali...
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
Now, isn't there something in you and me, Miss Love, that goes, feel like becoming... Euro trash.
One
best life ever.
100.
Need to watch
two midgets fucking Ibiza.
Profoundly so. Profoundly so.
They've got it right. Nobody can say that Eurotrash doesn't live the life.
And let me preface this by saying that I was in my dad's hometown in Croatia called Dubrovnik. I was there for a little while.
What was that again?
Dubrovnik.
Dubrovnik.
Is that his hometown?
No, sorry.
It's definitely not that.
I got it confused.
Doesn't he live in a place where all housing is made out of sausage?
I'm not going to validate that with an answer. I got that offended
yours and mine.
I just got confused there. My dad's hometown's way more sketchy sounding. Crkvenica. That's where he's from. But anyway, I was there with my... This is a few years back. It's a beautiful town, but I was there with my neighbor, who's just like family friends. And we were in a beach club. and there was
the only place to be.
And we were just... Seriously, it was mad. And we were just kicking back. This kind of music was playing. Dad's like... Oh, yeah. And then like mid... Yeah, this. So yeah, this was going. And then sort of mid-song while it's going, this like... guy, like in like kind of like a suit and glasses, midnight, just jumps.
Sunglasses, we're talking.
Yeah. Just jumps up on the bar with the saxophone with the mic on, just like playing along with the booms, like bee 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 bee, and everyone was like basically was like
worshiping this god,
man. And something inside me was just like, yes,
yes,
he is a god. Ali. On those two grounds, even though you qualify for an Australian, do you also qualify for being a WOG? Do you find both of those things an appealing lifestyle? Would you trade it all in? Would you trade in your Australian citizenship to just be in a bar with a guy playing saxophone naked and you're listening to this?
I think it would require more than my citizenship. I think it would also require my soul.
Jordan, you've got it wrong. He does not want a part of it. You have to have some Eastern European blood in you to not think this is just terrible.
But it's so true. Look at him. Pitbull dresses the way every Eurotrash motherfucker on the planet. Only people that are like, you know, like,
Pastis Germany.
Only those people think Pitbull's mad. Those are the only people in the world. I bet you Brazilians think he's whack.
But that's what I love about some like that side of Europe, that headstrong, like stubbornness to party. They literally just don't care, you know. And they're lovely.
That's quite exclusive to white people as well, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Like
the
idea of just going inside, I'm gonna get smashed.
It's mad.
Yeah,
it's
like
mad.
You'd meet a lot of ethnic dudes saying like nobody parties like us, but man, they're just trying to rip white people off. Like, nobody can party like white people. that I can vouch for.
Slightly tanned white people with extremely angular noses.
I have a question. Is there a, like, a similar version, but a Pakistani version of this kind of music? Like, pop.
Yeah, is
like,
there a version of Eurotrash
in
Pakistan?
It's essentially, like, what this sort of music is essentially, not in particular this song, but it's a mix of traditional music and modern pop music, and it's just terrible, terrible mix, but it's very, very popular.
Well, they've got it, but it's not as upbeat.
Is it more like government-based? Like,
pay your
taxes on time.
Dude, nobody fucking pays taxes anywhere, so the government has very minimal role in your life. But we do have it, but it's just, it's a lot low tempo.
Okay.
So the elements of old school music and pop music, even pop music.
Can you try to find it? Can you give us a name?
Give us a similar song?
Yeah. Pakistani version. I'm just curious.
Man, do you want to listen to like the most famous Pakistani song? Would be like, okay.
Is it Paki Trash?
Does it have beats?
Yeah, it's old Paki Trash.
Beats?
It's from the 80s, I think.
Yeah.
Type in D-I-L, Pakistan. That's like considered, it just says heart Pakistan. It's like the most famous Pakistani song ever. Like every fucking Pakistani knows
this. This is a very good start. I've got to say, they look as 80s as we do in Australia. It does look like an 80s band.
It's like Great Southern Land, but Pakistani.
Yeah, except for they've got really muzzy beards.
Can I just early make a point here?
Like, and they're riding on bicycles and they think that's mad.
I'm going to call it. This is mad. I can get into this.
It's very early to say that, but okay.
Wait till the...
It's terrible slow motion as well. It's stop-start animation, basically. Now, are these human beings or claymation figures? Is this just Pakistan? Have you shown us Pakistani Wallace and Gromit?
It's kind of like a Kraft cheese ad.
It does make me feel like stringing cheap cheese. Yeah.
This is... Well, we found it. This is rad. Yeah. It's actually a little bit more refined. It's not too bad. It's kind of like... Australian 80s music. You know, it's not too bad.
But before we get kicked out, and we will be in 8 minutes, Ali would like to bring some sort of semblance of sanity to this, which is to talk to us about
El Presidente.
Yeah.
El Presidente.
Cuba. Fidel Castro. What the fuck happened?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Was he assassinated?
It is shredded donkey meat.
It's fine. Something to do with current affairs, right?
Was he assassinated? Thanks, Alex. Thanks, Alex Jones.
Let me get the new career reveal. Let me get the new career reveal.
We're going to talk about the brass tacks.
He uses that phrase so much.
Let's talk brass tacks.
You can look at it. I've got files. I was saying this 4 years ago. I'm not bragging, but there was 4 years ago. 4 years ago, there was files for me saying this. You can look it up online. It's all there. But we are getting to the bottom of.
Yeah, so... Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro was actually the first biography that I ever read in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
How old were you?
Like 14, 13, something.
That's great. So when we were reading Harry Potter 5.
Yeah, when I was reading Toad Rage for the fourth time.
Yes. No, but like that was a biography. That wasn't like that wasn't something that I would read on a daily basis. Like that was the first biography I ever read.
Well, la-di-da, Mr. College.
No, it's the point is that I hadn't read a book before that.
Shut up. I'm just joking.
All right, anyway, so Fidel Castro. So yeah, it's a big moment in a sense because he seems to be like one of the last. Remaining figures of 20th century communism.
Who else have we got?
China.
Kim Jong-un, that's it.
Vietnam.
Yeah, but no, that guy doesn't really qualify. Wait, like, Fidel Castro was something that, you know, like, I looked up... I still do look up to him in a fucked up way, but...
Yeah. Why a fucked up way? This is what I was having an argument with.
He killed a lot of people.
Yeah, but... Okay. These are the options if you led a Latin America... Even though it was sort of Latin America. Hi, man. Anyway, you're playing a podcast.
It's just a sketchy. I think that's one of the guys I had a fight with, the English guys.
some random guy started waving, and then for some reason, we all interrupted the pod and started waving back to a random person.
Thanks, man. Whatever.
You probably started it, Miss Love.
We've probably got like... Oh, he's staring at us. We've probably got like 5 minutes. Keep going.
If you're head of a Latin American country, what were your options in the 80s, right? Pretty much all you've got is you become a communist nation and you fend off 30 CIA assassination attempts and give, you know, most of your people a good life with health care for all, education, put up the literacy rate from 0% to 70%. Or... You just become an installed fascist dictator that the CIA puts in, and they say, if you're not harsh enough on your people, we're going to kill you.
Those are the only options. Someone
who's even harsher. That's pretty much.
Yeah, pretty cool. This was during the. So really? let's start with how it started.
Yeah.
So Batista, for all of those WWE lovers out there, Batista was actually the ruler of Cuba. He was essentially an American puppet, and quite extravagant. And this was the time of revolution when Che Guevara and Fidel Castro decided to launch this revolution. It's actually quite remarkable how they did it. Pretty much just a few people on a boat showed up on the island of Cuba, eventually mobilized enough people to get rid of a dictator.
Really?
Which was quite insane. But so once he did do that, what happens in such situations is that in order to keep the people that you've basically now are leading, keep them energized... You need to like make the previous dictator as like the ultimate evil, right? So and that's by that extension he made America the evil, which was convenient because that was so easy, in the Cold War paradigm it was something that was seems like a natural option at that point. But nonetheless, the thing was that he wasn't, and I genuinely believe this, he wasn't like a madman who was hungry for power. Fidel Castro genuinely believed in the emancipation of the poor. He believed in what he was talking about.
Most of them do. It's just there tends to be a lot of dead dudes.
Well, it's not. Look, there was a few dead. There was a few dead people, but then you could argue that all of the Latin American countries that had capitalist regimes also had a lot of dead people. So yeah, it depends on where you are, really. So I understand that a lot of, but what was different was that there was certainly a difference in economic policy. That's something that we can talk about rather than just saying he killed so many people. People say Obama killed so many people. Like, that argument is just never ending. So
yeah, I mean, they're kind of different. Like,
what do
you mean? Like,
let's do this argument then. What do you mean?
No. I'm not.
Please,
I'm just.
Oh, you stepped in an ant hive.
I would imagine that the number of people under that regime, so you're saying, as a result of him, would have the numbers would be much higher than, like.
So you think?
Well, he was in for bloody 50 years.
No, but even then, do you think Cuba is responsible for more deaths, and by default, the leader of Cuba, than the unipolar superpower that is in every country in the world?
I'm talking about their own people.
Their own people?
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah, but most societies have... Most communist societies are really repressive within their own nation. And when it comes to their actions outside, they're actually usually pretty good global citizens.
But there's a reason for it as well. This is like the communist in me that's trying to explain this. When you want to maintain a dictatorship of the poor, right? When you say that the elite will have no role in the society, where the poor will form the government, the bureaucracy, everything will be run by the poor for the poor.
Yeah.
Right? In that situation, it is very, very difficult to keep elites at bay, because elites is the one group that is, it always rises up and rises in a sense where it wants to get rid of the system that's hostile to it. It's very hard to maintain it. It's easier to maintain capitalism in a sense, because those are the natural forces. It's hard to say we're going to resist natural forces maintain this socialist state. One can argue if that worked or not, but what I'm saying is that, you know, let's not make villains and heroes out of this story. So
I love this, how it's the spirit of Karl Marx reigning through Ali's veins, while the spirit of Mislav's dad, who came when he had this conversation about communism with him, and he goes, "You don't know what it was like to be under Tito. You don't
pretty
know."
Much. Pretty much. Let's just say,
this is what I'm saying. Most Croatians, when I went there and they said, and I said, what do you think about Tito? They go, "He's a very strong man. He kept Yugoslavia together."
Yeah. But that's, some people prospered, some people definitely did not prosper under his regime.
Better lighten the mood. So that concludes the Friendly Johnny's podcast. We'll continue this conversation. I guess this is amazing that we have this, because a lot of the times when we have the sheep discussion in the podcast, it usually gets overthrown by Miss Love discussing how delicious his Big Mac was for about 10 minutes. And so we will be returning to this on Holsworthy Live, episode 2.
Live.
Was it good? Was it not so good?
Viva la revolution!
And seeing as Miss Love will not be there, you know what the answer will be. Well, I guess we'll see you next week, folks.
Peace.
Peace out.